Meet the Rabbi. Today is December 1st, 2015, Tuesday. I had quite a stellar conversation. And I wrote down some notes later from the conversation, which I think are the highlights that you would be interested in hearing. First of all, the rise of militant Islam must be restrained. These are violent people without conscience who are intent on brutalizing and Islamicizing the entire Middle East in order to serve their purposes without conscience. Sociopaths. The second item is that Israel is seeking to develop and put in place and have quite a few organizations to train the young people in survival skills, is sort of martial arts, Torah style, not martial arts according to Asian Buddhist or whatever. Then the third thing, one of the reasons, and it's like the rabbi was explaining to me that all these people want to come in, cults, and set up shop, Buddhist this, that, and the other, and it's just not appropriate in a conservative environment. And I asked him, why is it, it seems to me, and I've heard several, you know, opinions that the Jews are so hated. And he quoted to me, and this is not an exact quote, but he alluded to the fact that Freud brought this out, that the Jews are the conscience. Because of the teachings and the law of the Torah, they are the conscience of the nations. And when a nation is in rebellion to God, then they hate the Jews. They take it out on the Jews. That is one, I think that's a very strong reason. And fourthly, we discovered the archaeological finds of the Antiochus fortress or palace outside the city of David a couple of weeks ago near the Dome of the Rock, and that it pointed to the Dome of the Rock being the similar, you know, Zeus was the god of war in the Roman times, and Islam is a god of war. It's a god of forces. It's a god of there's violence. Islam is not a religion of peace. You're deceived if you think. And I have studied Islam in the Quran and theology. It's a religion of, you know, speaking peace, but inside there's war and swords drawn in their hearts. So this is a sign. I told him that this archaeological discovery points to the time that we're in, and that God is going to rise up and do miracles for Israel. Because, look, whether you like it or not, God has certain people that he's appointed for certain tasks, gifts and callings, and he's never stopped loving the Jews. And Israel is key to the return of the Messiah, and Israel and the Jews are key to that, according to prophecy. So we overlook the context of prophecy if we don't take that into account. God never stopped loving the Jews for the sake of the fathers, the patriarchs. He loves them. All right. And then we discussed the calling of Ephraim home, and that this seems to be in the process of taking place now. But as I've stated before, we must be very humble before God. Even as Yeshua said to his disciples, he explained to them prophecies after they had happened. So we must be careful not to presume that a prophecy is being fulfilled until we see the result of it and put it in the context of scriptures.